chapter 12. Now Hashem had said unto Avram, get thee out of thy country, and from thy kindred, and from the base of Iha, unto Haaretz that I will show thee, so that I will make of thee a goy gadol, so that I will bless thee, and make thy shem great, and so thou shalt be a bracha, and I will bless the one blessing you, and curse him that curses you, and kol mishpachot ha'adama shall be blessed through you. So Avram departed as Hashem had told him, and Lot went with him. And Avram was 75 years old when he departed out of Haran. And Avram took Sarai his Isha, and Lot his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had amassed, and the nephesh that they had gotten in Haran, and they went forth to go into the land of Canaan. And they arrived in the land of Canaan. And Avram passed through the land unto the Makom Shechem, unto Elon Moreh, and the Canaani was then in Haaretz. And Hashem appeared unto Avram and said, unto thy Zerah will I give Haaretz Hazot. And there built he a Mizbeach unto Hashem, who appeared unto him, and he removed from there unto the Hara Mikedem Beit El, and pitched his tent, having Beit El on the west, and Ai on the east. And there he built a Mizbeach unto Hashem, and called upon the Shem of Hashem. And Avram journeyed, going on still toward the Negev. And there was a Ra'av in the land. And Avram went down into Mitzrayim to sojourn there, for the Ra'av was severe in Haaretz. And it came to pass, when he was about to enter into Mitzrayim, that he said unto Sarai his Isha, Hine now, I know that thou art an Isha Yafe to look upon. Therefore it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they shall say, this is his Isha, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say now, thou art my echot, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my nephesh shall live on account of thee. And it came to pass that when Avram was come into Mitzrayim, the Egyptians beheld the Isha, that she was Yafe Meod. The Sarim of Pharaoh also saw her, and commended her before Pharaoh, and the Isha was taken into base Pharaoh. And he treated Avram well for her sake. And he acquired sheep and oxen and male donkeys and avadim and shefachot and female donkeys and camels. And Hashem plagued Pharaoh and his base with negaim gedalim because of Sarai eshat Avram. And Pharaoh summoned Avram and said, what is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy Isha? Why saidst thou, she is my Achot? So I might have taken her to me to wife. Now therefore, Hine, thy wife, take her and go. And Pharaoh commanded his Anashim concerning him, and they sent him away, and his Isha, and all that he had.